Yes, Mary, good morning. We're delighted to say we're joined on the line by Dr. Mary McAuliffe, who's joining us this morning about this brilliant, brilliant unveiling of a sculpture to commemorate the often forgotten women of Kerry who played such important roles during the revolutionary period. The sculpture titled Spiráid Bán Chiaráin is going to be unveiled by the women councillors of Kerry County Council at Tralee Town Park tomorrow at 3:30. Mary, you were involved in the project. What is your feeling about your involvement and how it all came about and your feeling that's going to be finally officially unveiled tomorrow?
Well, I think it was a fantastic suggestion by the women councillors on Kerry County Council who got fully behind it, and then Kerry County Council came on board. And I was honoured to be asked to be part of the committee which looked at all the submissions for the commemoration project, and then was part of choosing the one that is actually going to be there, which is a fantastic monument and a commemoration. It's a very powerful, powerful statue, and will make a significant statement of what the women, the revolutionary women, did during that period, particularly during the War of Independence and Civil War period in Kerry. Organised and unorganised, like those who were in Cumann na Mban or Cumann na Saoirse, and those who were not, but also contributed to the revolutionary period. And I really want to congratulate the women councillors particularly, but also Kerry County Council for really getting behind this. I think it is the first major commemorative project for revolutionary women. I know they've suggested that to do it in Dublin. They're going to put something opposite the GPO about the revolutionary women, but that's only in the beginning phases, so Kerry is well ahead of that.
At the forefront again, Mary. And why does the sculpture chosen, why does it speak to you? Why do you think it was the right choice?
I think when you see it, you'll see that it is, it makes a powerful statement of what the women did. So you see all aspects of it represented within the figure of the woman, and she's on a plinth. But also, it was a very powerful, no-nonsense, don't-mess-with-her woman who obviously was giving her all for the revolution. That's the feeling I got of it. Mm. Now, I'm not an artist. I represent these revolutionary women with my research and my words. But for me, this particular proposal that came in from Elizabeth O'Kane really spoke to what I would imagine the revolutionary women were like, what they did, their legacy, their experiences, the traumas they suffered, but also the immense contribution they made to the revolutionary period.
And you mentioned there, obviously, I mean, most of us have all heard of Cumann na Mban, but you mentioned there Cumann na Saoirse. I just had to look it up there. I wasn't aware of them. They were a group formed in 1922 following a split in Cumann na Mban. So much of women's history and so much of women's role in the War of Independence and the Civil War, it still isn't gaining the recognition that it deserves, although historians like you have done such great service in bringing those stories to the forefront.
Oh, I think it's beginning to get more and more and more traction. It's been about 4 or 5 decades now of work on Cumann na Mban, and particularly in the last 2 decades, we've had the releases of the military pension application files, and we can see in their own words what they did. They're telling us what they did. And, you know, particularly I've been working on the Civil War women in Kerry, for instance, at the moment. And there are so many eyewitness accounts and memoirs and diaries in archives around the country written by the Kerry women of their experiences in prison in Kilmainham and Mountjoy and the North Dublin Union and locally that, you know, are beginning to be used now more and more by historians. But they've been there all along. So it's great to see people really engaging with what women did and what the immense contribution, like the War of Independence particularly, couldn't have happened in the way it did. The guerrilla war without the contribution of women. The IRA would not have been able to take that fight to the British without the contribution of the women in Cumann na mBan. And those women who weren't officially in Cumann na mBan, but also ran safe houses, provided medical care. The Cumann na mBan did immense work in intelligence gathering and transportation of arms and ammunition. They were I think it was Dan Breen who said that it couldn't have happened without them, basically.
Now, anyone curious, I always think history resonates when you have someone, a tangible character who's done very clear things. Are there any women, if someone wants to explore the history of women's role in the War of Independence and the Civil War, could you name us a couple of women who you'd suggest these are very interesting figures, didn't get their dues for a long time, and they deserve to be celebrated, along with many more, including those so-called ordinary women who mm-hmm. played their part during those turbulent times?
Yes, I mean, there were great women in Tralee. There were the Power Sisters, Sister Jo Power, Hannah Moynihan, Elizabeth Ann O'Brien, all of them involved in Cumann na mBan. There was a woman called Maya Hearn in North Kerry, who worked with the North Kerry Flying Column, who used to take bags of bombs, off the Kilmorna train and bring it to her home to distribute around to the men who were on the run in the flying columns. There were so many of them. There was an Annie Cronin down in Meltown in South Kerry. There was so many of them. And the best place to go and find them is in the military pension applications. To start there, just there's hundreds of women, including hundreds from Kerry, who've made those applications. And these are ordinary women, most of them aged between about 18, 19 and their mid-20s, most of them unmarried. They're the daughters of the farmers and the labourers who all joined up, including one who I'm very proud of myself, my own grandmother, Johanna O'Connor, as she was then, Jo O'Connor, in Dwarf, later McAuliffe. And I found a reference to her going up to the Cumann na mBan Convention in 1920. A young woman, I think she was only about 18 then, took the train up to Dublin and went to the Cumann na mBan Convention, which was addressed by Countess Markievicz. So I imagine her in that room, listening to this great figure, Countess Markievicz, and all the other leaders of Cumann na mBan, and bringing back that information and those instructions to Kerry and to Dubois. It's a fantastic way of getting people interested in what their grandmothers and great-grandmothers and members of their family did by looking at this statue. I mean, commemoration statues don't tell history, but they get you interested in it, and they get you looking at things. And I think it's fantastic that this is going to be in the town park in Tralee now, and people can just go and look at it. It's just again, congratulations to Kerry County Council.
Will you be there tomorrow, Mary?
Unfortunately not. I will actually be up in Sligo in Lissadale at another commemoration of a great woman, the centenary conference of Eva Gore Booth, the younger sister of Countess Markievicz, who was also an amazing suffragette and labour leader and writer and translator of the old myths and legends of Ireland from a women's perspective. So unfortunately, like often happens, things you want to go to a clash and you have to go to one. But the minute I get back down to Kerry, I'll be in Tralee to have a look at her.
Let us know, because we'd love to go down with you, because I can imagine you thinking tomorrow and the spirits, the essences of all those women who for so many years went unrecognised for their contribution during the War of Independence, that they'll be there in spirit perhaps at the unveiling at Tralee Town Park at 3:30, including.
And I hope all their families will be there to see it unveiled, and I hope they're proud of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if we had more time, Mary, we'd talk about the unfortunate fact that so many of these revolutionary women were denied military pensions, but that's for another day. Tomorrow we'll focus on finally getting recognition, and Kerry's taking the lead. Mary McAuliffe, always lovely talking to you, historian and lecturer, Dr. Mary McAuliffe. I'm sure you'll be looking forward to the match on Sunday and shouting for Kerry.
Absolutely.
and the women again, of course, next week as well, on August 4th. So it's absolutely, these are great times for Kerry sport and Kerry women. Talking there to Dr. Mary McAuliffe in Douai about the unveiling, the first in the country, of a new commemorative sculpture marking the contribution of the women of this county during the revolutionary period. It'll be taking place in the town park tomorrow at 3:30 in Tralee.